I don't like sales. I ain't cut out for sales. It's only because you ain't educated on it. Don't get weak. Hey, we've all heard those people say, I'm just not a salesman. I just ain't cut out for sales. Why do they say those things? Why do they say that? They only say that because they're not comfortable with it. It's because they're expressing a fear, just like the guy that is scared of water. Why is he scared of water? It's only because he can't swim. When you learn how to swim, the water looks very inviting. Especially that nice, clear water. So I just want to encourage you guys, skill up. Learn the game of sales. Don't be the guy that says, I don't like sales. I ain't cut out for sales. It's only because you ain't educated on it. Don't get weak. And the only way you won't get weak is when you know what to say when things arise. And one of the best ways that I think, or one of the easiest ways that I think to learn how to close a deal or to learn what to say is always close in the direction of the objection. So if a guy says, sounds good, but I just think at the time. I just say, hey, I understand. Everybody's busy. So the first rule of selling is always agree. Hey, I understand. Everybody's busy. Everybody's covered up. Nobody has time. And that's exactly why you need to do this, because you need more time. If I can help you make the same amount or more money in less time, would that make sense to you to move ahead and do something right now? So you just closed him in the direction of the objection. If somebody says, yeah, it sounds real good, but I ain't got the money. I just don't have money. You know, it takes money to make money. I just ain't got any money. Say, hey, if you had money, we wouldn't be talking. That's exactly why we need to do this. And we need to do it sooner rather than later, because I assume you don't want to be broke any longer than you have to, right? Yes, sir. So you can do this with almost every objection out there. You can close in the direction of the objection. If the guy says, I gotta talk to my wife. Hey, I agree, you should talk to your wife. Well, let me ask you this. Is your wife okay with the certain situation you're in right now? Would your wife be okay with you making more money? Would your wife be okay with you taking your business to the next level? Would your wife think more of you if you could double your income? See, now you're closing in the direction of the objection. And you can still move ahead. Maybe in a scenario like that, just to be respectful, you could say, hey, why don't we do this? Why don't we go ahead and get your account set up? If you go home and you explain it to your wife and your wife is not cool with it, I'll sit down with both of you. And if we still can't get her on her, on your page, on our page, then we'll cancel the account. Is that fair enough? See, when you do that, you're actually using that as leverage. You're actually using that as a reason to move forward, and it can actually work for you if you know how to handle it and if you don't get weak. So it's just a quick tip. There's so many more ways and angles to come at on the close and on some tips on not getting weak, but that's one of my favorite. So there you have it.
If you missed the Leadership Essentials seminar, you can now get the full recordings, plus a whole list of solid bonuses. That includes a 4-week live Zoom masterclass on sales and closing using the Four Natures framework, so you understand how different people think, decide, and buy. Check it out at smarterroofer.com/lead and grab the Leadership Essentials recordings, the upcoming live masterclass by Elias Raber, and more. That's smarterroofer.com/lead.